Blog Talk Radio.
Show whether you're confident in your swimming ability or not, because if you lack confidence in your ability to swim, you ain't going into that deep end. You're not going into any waters where you're not able to stand up and feel the bottom. Real swimmers don't have no bottom. They swim in oceans. They swim in streams. They swim in lakes. They swim in big bodies of water, the big bodies, rivers, and all that kind of stuff, because they know they have what it takes in order to make it to wherever their destination is, being the shore. But when you lack confidence, something like swimming, it's going to come out, because they're going to see the fear in that eyes, and you're going to be scared that you're going to drown. So you're going to make sure that you don't go in those troubled waters, baby. So it's going down. I'm glad to be, yeah. It's the Daily Go to Get a Mizzen Show. I miss y'all over the weekend, don't you know? No, herbal therapy with Joe Butter. It's going to be okay right now. And I'm glad that you're still down. My big sister, Robin Ming, is always here to do her thing. She's something like a queen for a king. I'm glad you came around, and I'm glad to see you swing. That's my word. And Stacy White, what's going on, Ma? Are you good? Are you all right, huh? Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she's about to turn it out. She's the queen of the South, and it's going down. And what's going on? Hey, yeah, what's up, Nat? T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going directly in your sight. Oh, yeah. Is that Rashid? Oh, let me see what we got here. Oh, it is who I thought it was. Rashida Siner. It's been years. I don't think it's been years since you've been on the show, but it's been years. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on, my good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming on through on the Instagram side, y'all. All right. So we are talking about when your confidence still has the label on it. Like, this confidence is brand new, you know. And the way to be confident about something is to get good at it. It's hard not to be confident at something that you're good at. But we're going to show you how it works. We're going to show you how this thing works. She says it's been a year. Okay. All right. It's been a year. Well, I'm glad to see you coming through, dear. Word up. So let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Well, this your daily. Go get him as a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, too. Ooh, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, tax and chill. It's a great. Je toi. How you doing, my? And thanks for coming on by. When your confidence still has the label on it. When your confidence still has the label on it. It's fresh. You just got this confidence. Do you understand what I'm saying? You just got it. Like I said, it still has the label on it. The box is just freshly. You just got out your little razor, or you cut the box of confidence open with a key. And you know how it is. Look. Shout out to all my people who use a key as a box cutter. You know how sometimes the key ain't sharp enough and you get them jagged. You know what I'm talking about. You get going down the line with the long piece of tape. That's the easy one. But when you got to get to the sides, you got to sort of stab it up a little bit. Got some jagged edges. That Amazon box, somebody really decided they was going to seal the Amazon box the right way. You know what I'm talking about. So when your confidence still has the label on it, you have to actually be confident in order for it to go over right, because somebody might come along and test your confidence. They may come along and make sure that you are what you say you are, or that you are who you say you are, or that you are what you claim to be. Because when people know that you have lacked confidence in an area before, they may try to test your muscles. Well, let me see. You say you've been in the gym. Can you lift it, my friend? Can you get 300 pounds off the bar, baby? Do you say who you are? Can you get 300 off the bar, baby? Push from your chest, baby. Lift, push from your chest. Seriously. All my people who lift weights know what I'm talking about. You may be strong, but are you 300 pounds on the bar strong? Can you get that thing off your chest? When you get it up off the bar, when it comes down, has it come? Don't let the sun go down on me. Yeah. 300 pounds ain't no joke. But there are plenty of people who can lift 400 pounds, 500 pounds. Extra powerhouse type dudes. Now, you may not be in that type of competition, but you may be on some old, when I go to the gym, I start rocking. When I go to the gym, I rock. So, you know, if you really lacked confidence on the weight bench before, but you're ready to go now, somebody might test you. You know, when you go to the gym, that's a place where there's a lot of testosterone, and there's a lot of testosterone even with women. A chick might try to come and outlift your ass. I'ma outbench you. Your little man muscles ain't nothing compared to these feminine muscles. I'ma estrogen lift your ass. Yeah. Yeah. Estrogen don't even build muscle, but I'ma show you what it is today. I'm about to scramble your egg, nigga. I'm about to scramble your eggs. All right. All right. We're gonna see. You know what I mean? We're gonna see what you can do. So in the case where we're talking about something like weightlifting, you're going to actually have to have that confidence in order to compete if you choose to compete. See, a lot of people choose not to compete, and they just want to do their thing. Is that lack of confidence, or is that just, you know, something else? Honestly, I believe that when you're confident in your abilities to do something, you don't mind being challenged, because you already like, well, look, you may be conservative to the point where it's like, I'm not going to battle you because I'm here to do this for a greater purpose than my own ego. But I wouldn't suggest that you come up against me because I know what I'm doing. I do it well, and I'm ready for war. When a person does not want to be involved in a challenge of any type, it could be because they lack confidence. Now, I can see if you are so well known in an area that people challenge you all the time, so you're not just going to take any random comer. But that wouldn't be your confidence that still has the label on it. So we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about, nah, yo, listen, we ain't talking about that. And you can lack confidence or have confidence in any area. Any area. The whole weightlifting bench thing was just an example. I have many, and we going to get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve now. So, yeah. But in an area like weightlifting, if your confidence is brand new, because maybe instead of just the gym, you got your own little gym at home. But maybe you like to go to the gym because they have more sophisticated equipment. Maybe you like to participate in some of the other services that are offered at the gym, like dance classes. You know, maybe you like Zumba. Maybe you like spinning classes. Maybe you like Pilates. You know, Pilates. Some people call it Pilates. But you might like Pilates or something like that. Whatever, you know. Maybe you like to run around the track or things like that. Maybe when you lift at home, you're not as confident at home because you're not as motivated. But maybe you've been practicing at home, so when you get to the gym, wait till I get to the gym, I'ma show these. What? Yo. When you get to the gym, when I open up them, yeah, I'm when I get on the bench, you know what it, yeah, yo, when I get to them irons, yo, you know how it's about to, it's a, and here's another thing about freshly diffed rat confidence. Cal Chamber, let me favorita, it's good to see me some you. Good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming through. Here's the thing about that freshly gift wrapped confidence. It can happen in the absence of you being present to see somebody else get better. Let me ask y'all, has this ever happened to any of y'all? Somebody who wasn't that good at something, maybe you used to beat them all the time. and you haven't seen them in a while. So they started practicing on their own or whatever, you know, and they may have thought like now they can beat you. They don't like you just stopped doing whatever you were doing at the time, and they just kept going. Some people think that's actually how it works. Like, oh yeah, once you stop coming around, I stop practicing, I stop getting better, I stop competing against formidable competition and stuff like that. They don't realize that they, even though they worked on themselves and got better, that you did the same thing. They don't know that shit. So, yeah, freshly gift wrapped confidence. So they come up against you, or maybe it's you who has the freshly gift wrapped confidence, and you're ready to say, like, yeah, I got some shit for them. They ain't ready. All right, so y'all compete in a certain area. But then you realize, like, yes, you have gotten better, but you forgot that they were already good. They were already better than you. They were already better than you. And by the looks of things, they still have that same level, at least that same level of skills, stamina, endurance, ability, agility. Yo. So that's equivalent to a punch in the mouth. In the case of boxing, that's real shit. You might have thought you were a good boxer, but you got a new trainer and all of that, and so you ready to go up against better competition. Like, yeah, now you confident in the ring. Before, you was backing up mostly. You were mostly on defense. You know, you could barely get off a punch because you were fighting against cats that really knew what they were doing, so you were mostly on defense. And it showed, so you weren't winning those bouts. Now you got a new trainer. He taught you how to get better on the offensive. Tighten up your jab. Get them hooks together. Get them uppercuts. Set your opponent up better. Study tape. Learn people's weaknesses and strengths and what their tendencies are. And all of that goes out the window when you get punched in the mouth really, really hard. So you may be dealing with a cat who may not be as fast as you, may not even be as tough as you, but this motherfucker got a fucking hammer, sledgehammer fucking punch. So although you have the skill set that should beat this cat, you are Sugar Ray Leonard going up against a Mike Tyson. Sugar Ray might be the greatest boxer. All right, I guess you got to give it to Floyd Mayweather because he never lost, right? But Sugar Ray Leonard was really something. He was. That motherfucker was. I mean, shout out to all my people that remember the Sugar Ray Leonard days. That motherfucker. And people used to count Sugar Ray out. Like in the case of Marvin Hagler. May he rest in peace, because boy, was he great. But Sugar Ray Leonard beat Marvin Hagler. A lot of people say that Marvin Hagler got robbed. No, he didn't. Sugar Ray beat him. He beat him. He just kept... He made Marvin Hagler fight his fight, and he beat him. No, he didn't knock him out. He didn't TKO him, but he beat him on points. And what he had to worry about and watch out for with Marvin Hagler was that punch, because Marvin Hagler was fast. He was skilled. He was agile. He was powerful. He was powerful. For his weight class, he was scary powerful. He was scary powerful. What's going on, Queen Matu Maini? Queen Monica is all up in the house. What's good? How you feeling? Good to see you coming on out. And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? We ain't see you around here in a minute, Ansel. And it's so good to see you return. And Cinderella Dana Day. Well, it's the woman and a day. What's going on, Dana Day? and also Naturalista Rap. Naturalista Rap is all up in the house. Good to see me from you. What's going on, man? All right. So, yeah. So, you can practice in the gym and all of that kind of stuff, or practice in the boxing ring, get a new trainer and all of that. What happens? What happens to your brand new confidence that still has the label on it when you get that punch, that knockout punch that just didn't knock you out? How are you going to handle it? What's your confidence looking like now? Yo, Wardy. Hey, Wardy. Who's the man now, Wardy? Who's the baller now, Wardy? Yeah, it can change the whole game. It can change the whole game, baby. Magnificent Morocco, my man, Magnificent Morocco. Going on, my brother. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's good to see y'all today. Good to see y'all today. People come through on a Monday, and I'm glad that you came through, and I missed you on Sunday. But yeah, so you'll know where you are with your confidence when you get up, when you go up against that person that is there for the sole reason of knocking your confidence out, of knocking you down a peg, of reducing all of that bravado and all that brashness and all of that good stuff. Like you was ready for the world until you got punched in the mouth. Because anybody who has ever been in a fight against a hard hitter, you know that shit is, you know, after school fight. And everybody is standing around watching y'all get busy. So you are literally fighting for your reputation. Because you know what school is like the next. Anybody who has been in an after school fight knows what the next day is going to be like. If you won, you know what that next day in school is going to be like. If you lost, you know what that next day in school is going to look like. If you put up a good fight, even if you lost, it's like, okay, you're going to be all right. Because motherfuckers see like, yeah, you lost, but yo, he was getting busy though. He gets busy or she gets busy. You know, the person that puts in mad effort, even in a losing effort, yeah, ain't nobody gonna fuck with them. Like, yo, they ain't coming to play. They ain't coming to play. You ain't gonna get bullied. I can bet you that you ain't gonna get bullied. Okay. Okay. Oh, damn. Damn, Norris took away his comment. It's all good, though. It's love. Naturalista Rap says, newfound confidence can be sexy. It sure can. You know how it is when you first learn how to do something. And you like, oh, shit, I've been doing it this way all this time. And now I know how to do it that way. Woo. Shoot. It could be something sexy, you know, intrinsically. It could be something like, yo, before, you ain't really know how to give head. Watched a few pornos, took a few classes, went on YouTube or whatever. Yeah, there are plenty of ways to learn how to, you know, give some head. But honestly, you may have gotten good at it. Some shit like that. A man can do it too. Like, yo, you was, you know, yeah, I understand you was trying to eat some coochie before, but you ain't know what you was doing. You up there, you know, you licking. You are literally licking in her pubic hair. Like, what are you doing besides scratching up your tongue? Well, you know, she, you know, you can, you know, freshly, that shaved twat that ain't been shaved in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, that fuzz can be razor sharp. Like, yo, you don't want to do that. That shit, anybody in here ever get licked by a cat? You ever? You know, you ever let a cat lick you? You know, their tongue is real prickly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude was licking in her pubic hair. He really thought he was wondering where the moans and screams was coming from. No, I mean, why they wasn't coming. Like, there was nothing there. So, people, you're going to, there's going to be a big market difference when you learn how to do it right. It's like, yo. Now, hopefully, you don't have the kind of chick or the kind of man that's going to be like, yo, wait a minute. You wasn't doing that before, and I got tired of failing. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you don't have you're not hooked up with the type of person that'll blame you or shame you for getting better at your newfound art. Hopefully they won't blame you or shame you at your newfound art. DK Wright says, yes, boar bristle. Exactly. You know, anybody, wait a minute. Come over here. Here, let me talk to you. Here, lick this finger. Show them what I'm talking about. Here, lick. Come on, I need... No. Here, lick. Lick the finger. Here, come here. Lick. No. You're not cooperating right now. All right, it's all good. It's all right. Go back over there. Yeah, scat. Yeah, get out of here. No, don't jump right here. Okay. All right, lick the finger. No, lick the finger. Lick the finger. There you go. There you go. Lick the finger. No. We're not doing. You fucking must. Yo. Come on, beast.
Lick the finger. Lick the finger. Anyway. So, yeah. So you may have just gotten better at something. And when you just get better at something, it's freshly gift wrapped. It's, you know, it still has the label on it. But the structure of your confidence may go through a test. You might get tested. Somebody out there is going to test you because they're going to see the difference. Like, oh, okay. Such and such think they ready for the world. Before they didn't even want to Magnificent Morocco said Hitman took it to him too. Yo, Morocco, you know those battles back then. Yo, Hearns what was I just talking about? My man, you know, right guard. You know what I mean? Anything else is uncivilized. My man, name. Shit ain't working right already. You know what I'm saying? Rested. Anyway, the Hearns, Tommy Hearns. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Those fights back in the day were so crazy because No. I know Tommy Hearns' name. I'm talking about Marvin Hagler. Yeah, Hagler and Hearns. You know what I mean? Those Hagler-Hearns bouts was crazy. But they was hitting both of them were really hard power punches. They was crazy with it. Crazy. So, you know, that's back in those days where the lightweight fighters was just... They was on some other shit. So anyway, but yeah, you know, when you just get good at something, somebody's going to test your muscle. They're going to test your strength. They're going to test your confidence. Well, see if you're really ready. I mean, we've seen people get confident in school. Maybe somebody in your class wasn't that good of a reader. When the teacher used to call on them to read in class, they were scared to death, all nervous, sweating, because they knew that they weren't that good at reading. Well, maybe that person got tired of being embarrassed and being ridiculed for not being a good reader. And maybe their parents did the right thing and got them some tutoring in that area or
got them some counseling to identify what the problem was with their reading. Maybe they had a learning disability or whatever. Maybe they needed glasses. Maybe they couldn't hear as well. Maybe there was something else going on and it didn't have anything to do with their intelligence. So maybe they got a tutor, whatever the case may be. Now they are a better reader than they were before. So now they can't wait for the teacher to call on them in class. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to do. Children need confidence. In order to make it in school, they need confidence. And that's where a lot of our extracurricular activities come from. You may not be that good in your academics, so we have other things that can help to build your confidence. Sports. Music. Art. Other groups in groups and organizations in school, you know, debate clubs, chess clubs, things where you can actually compete, and it may translate into you doing better academically also. So when you know that when a person was the trouble reader in class, when they learn how to read better, you know that hand is going up. Before, they was cowering in the back of the class. They were scared. Like, oh, my God, please, please. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please, 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 please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me. Please don't ask me. You asked me last time. Yo, 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 yo. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. Please don't ask me to read, teacher. I can't. But when he learned how to read better, when he gets those antonyms and synonyms, homonyms, when he understands the similes and metaphors, when he starts to get the I before E, except after C, when he or she gets that confidence to be able to read, that freshly gift-wrapped confidence that still has the label on it. When the teacher starts to read in class, when reading class comes up, he or she is going to be looking forward to it like. So when the teacher asks who wants to read, all of a sudden, and the teacher going to look like, what we doing? What we doing? And you know how teachers used to do back in the day. I know my teachers back in the day, they didn't want the same people to read all the time. You know how us good reading motherfuckers was in class. Overconfident. Overconfident. I want to read. Me. Ooh. Oh, yeah. So she wouldn't call on us all the time. Like, motherfucker, you already got it. Stand down, shorty. Let these kids in the back get their weight up. Now you might be in the back, or you may have moved to a desk near the front. All of a sudden, when you start reading that shit right, before it was like, he, that's the, okay, yeah, the, okay, to he, I mean, the, A-N-S-W-E-R, answer, you just calling out come on, the answer, okay, the answer leaves in the, no, that's lies. The answer lies. Okay. Mm-hmm. The answer lies in the quits. Question. The answer lies in the question. That's how you were before. Now you like, the answer lies in the question, and I'm ready to make a better suggestion. And, you know, you just start reading better. And people, now, everybody who's in the front of the class is looking back like, yo, Anthony, Aunt, Tony reading like Kunta Kinte on Reading Rainbow now. Y'all know Kunta Kinte is on Reading Rainbow. Kunta Kinte was on Reading Rainbow for years. LeVar Burton, Kunta Kinte. Look, all I know that was Kunta, and Kunta couldn't read. You know, he could run. Anyway. So now, your brand new confidence that has the label still on it is shining through. And in the case of reading, they're not going to really be able to trip you up, because the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And the same thing can happen in math. Same thing can happen in science. Practice actually does make perfect. It makes you get better. Natural Lisa Rap says he could barely run. You see what happened? That's right. He said, I ain't gonna walk. I's gonna run. Ansel Jones says, can I buy a vowel? Shit is real. Your confidence still has the label on it. It's brand new. Narcel says, at Ansel, during a debate about a song, my choir teacher says, until you get a degree, don't argue with me. You should have what? Oh, man. These days are getting better with people being happy going outside. Okay. Ansel says, no one taught me in school. Don't be smarter than your supervisors. Yeah, it happens. So, you know, being confident is usually a good thing, but you can be confident in the wrong things. Bullies are confident too. It's usually to hide some type of other insecurity. However, when they are confident in their ability to be able to beat you up and take things from you and intimidate you and get you to do their bidding and things like that, that's not a good confidence. And you see what happens to a lot of bullies when they get with somebody who has learned to either fight better than them or at least fight against them to the point where they're going to have to put in that work. And so when the bully who has had confidence for a long time in the wrong way comes against that person who has that brand new confidence, just because you're a bully don't mean that you can fight. It would make sense that you could fight, but it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the bully is just bigger. Sometimes the bully just looks stronger. Sometimes the bully just has an intimidating presence. But what happens when you punch a bully in the mouth? See, that's something that doesn't happen often enough. People don't sucker punch the bully. You know what would happen if you just went ahead and stole the bully? I saw what happened when you stole on a bully. I've stolen on bullies before. Like, well, fuck it. Wow. Or I've smacked the shit out of them. Like, you ain't gonna bully me. And I've seen the bully crumble. I wasn't hitting all that hard. You know, you 7, 8 years old. I wasn't hitting all that hard, but smacked the confidence right out his ass to the point where he's bitching. It happens. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. That new, brand new confidence That's undeniable. It's undeniable, baby. It's undeniable when your confidence still has a label on it. So you think about your own personal experiences with confidence or lack thereof. You know, you may see some things or have seen some things where you may have had to questioned where your confidence level really was. Like, is this the proper placement for your confidence?
Okay.
Oh, no, he finished that sentence. Should have heard how everybody said, ooh, when I already took 7 years of private lessons from professionals. Ooh, okay, okay, okay. T. Carey Wright says, bad lovers are confident too. But is it a brand new confidence? I'm trying to stick to the script of when your confidence still has the label on it. So we're talking about new confidence. We know about those people who have been confident for a long time, swearing that they all this, that, and the third. Where your championships? You ain't got no championships. Well, what's your win to loss ratio looking like? So yeah, you have confidence that you can do this, but I don't know if you're ready for the world. You might not be ready for the world there. All right. But yeah, bad lovers with confidence, that confidence ain't brand new. You normally have new confidence when you've learned how to do something better than you've learned how to do it before. Some people don't allow themselves to finish their training. So let's say you weren't a good fighter. And I hate to stay on this fighter thing, but everything in life almost is damn near everything in life can be related to a fight or a challenge of some sort, you know? So that's one of the reasons why I keep alluding to, you know, a fight. But yeah, let's say you took a few karate classes. You're still a white belt. But you learned a few defense techniques. You learned a few chops. You learned a few punches. You know, now you think you can go in the schoolyard and kick butt, which goes against all the principles of karate that you've been learning. But see, you're not giving yourself a chance to really learn how to do anything. But you have learned how to throw a punch the right way. You have learned a couple of kicks. You've even learned a few wrestling moves, how to throw somebody or something like that. But you're still a white belt. Now, maybe your white belt status might be better than a lot of your school chums or your neighborhood friends or whatever. So you may be able to get your shit off on them. But you didn't give yourself a chance to really get good. So somebody who really is good in something else like boxing, fighting, you know, there's a difference between boxing and fighting. Fighting is what your big brother showed you how to do. Boxing is what your coach taught you how to do, or your uncle, you know, same thing. Your big brother showed you how to fight, and he might have done that by kicking your ass until you kicked his ass. Okay. All right. Okay, hold on. What we got here? TK Wright says, people get better jobs after having bad bottom of the barrel jobs than get new confidence. Yeah. You went from having an entry level position. Maybe you worked your way up and now you have moved up into a supervisory role or some type of management leadership position. Mm-hmm. But some people get into those higher positions without the confidence needed in order to perform at a really, really high level, because they may have taken a position because they wanted more money, but they didn't do what was necessary in order to do the job well. And a lot of people do this. A lot of people take positions, take jobs, job positions that are not ready for those positions. What happened? They get called on it because they said they knew how to do something that they didn't know how to do. Because they thought that the manager or supervisor before them didn't know what they were doing. And now you found out, oh, I thought all they had to do was make us work. You didn't know about the paperwork. You didn't know about the culture. You didn't understand the level of expectations that are set by people who are in higher positions than you that do not trickle down to the previous position that you had. Your position as a subordinate didn't involve the expectations of those that were higher than you. You never even heard what their instructions were to those supervisors, to those managers. Now you're there and you're like, oh, damn, this is what they wanted? I thought that it was all about just bossing people around and being able to eat lunch at any time that you wanted to, and, you know, getting paid for 6 hours, getting paid 8 hours of cash for only working 6 hours. You thought it was all about that. My brother Jeff Hawkins is all up in the house. What's up, Jayhawk? Good to see me some you, my brother. All right. Okay. TK Wright also says, man get a beautiful woman after only having round the way girls, and now he all Hollywood. Well, how did he get a new? I mean, what did he do? I'm under the impression that confidence comes when you get better. Other than that, that's like false confidence. And many people display that, but I don't know. You know, I don't know. Comparing, like, all right, so before you was messing with chicks that was bald head with no teeth, and now you got chicks that got all kinds of hair. You know, they got hair on their head. They got hair on that. What do you call the thing that you put the wig on? You know, you got hair there. You got hair in the box. You know, they got all kinds of teeth. They got 32 teeth. They got extra teeth. You know, teeth. Terror cap and teeth. Terror caps and teeth, baby. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. New lovers are often bad lovers, but they'll be so hyped over getting some that they will have new confidence. I don't know. I see what you're saying, but see, that's the confidence you're talking about, it doesn't seem very organic. Yeah. Like we was talking about earlier, when you didn't know how to swim or you weren't a very good swimmer, so you stayed in the shallow area where you were drown proof. Somebody has now, you took a few swimming lessons and now you like a fish out there, so you know you over there diving off the diving board into the 10 feet of water, and you ain't, but you know, you might be a little kid. I'll never forget when I took swimming classes at the Y. I thought I could swim before those swimming classes. After those swimming classes, I was like, oh, I can swim now. But the kids that were in that class, they were like fish. Shout out to my man, Sean. I'll never forget Sean. Sean was like the leader. He was a little short kid because I was in the third grade. And Sean was this little kid, but he was the best swimmer at the Y. He had already been taking the classes when I got there. He used to be doing laps. Little, you know, Sean. I mean, I was a short kid And Sean had to be, Sean was shorter than me. So he was getting it in. But yeah, after I got out of that class, I knew I could swim. So I wasn't scared. I was never really that scared to go in the deep end anyway. But now I wanted to show everybody, like, yo, I got this. Calcium says, as son, there's so much more to being in a in a position of authority. You gotta put in the work. But you know your subordinates don't understand that, Carol. When you have a situation where people don't understand what your duties are, they think that you should be better at doing what they do. You understand what I mean? Like, because they consider themselves to work, they think that you should do what they do better than they do. They don't realize that your job is not to do what they do at all. Doesn't mean that you can't do what they do. You may have done what they do for years. And a lot of times that's the case. You've already been there. You worked your way up. Your ambitions, you know, took you to a different place, a place where they know nothing about. So, but from their observation, they think that you just don't do anything. Your job is just to point and click, point and shoot, crack the whip. They don't realize you got shit to do that they will never understand. Shout out to my people who have to do a lot of paperwork. You know what a pain in the ass it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, those who do physical labor, when they start doing paperwork, they might have been, you know, pissed off about having to do their physical labor. But when you start doing a lot of paperwork, you be like, yo, give me that shovel, man. I'd rather just go ahead and work this shovel. Give me that mop. I'm a mop my cares away, you know. T. Carrie Wright says, round the way girls are fly, but the dude will start dating an Instagram model that he met on Nye. Okay. Now his chest is poked out. All girls are round the way girls. Yeah, you know I mean, all of them. All men are homeboys. Somewhere. Everybody had to start from somewhere. You know what I mean? And just because you get the prettiest girl, I'm glad you said. You know, TK, right? Instead of talking about the person who gets the pretty girl or the girl who gets the handsome guy, let's talk about the handsome girl. I'm a handsome guy and the pretty girl. Do they really have confidence? Shout out to all of y'all who know people who are beautiful or handsome, stunningly. But on the inside, they have no confidence. And it shows. It shows. I've known plenty of very good-looking people. They didn't know that they were good-looking like that. They thought that they were good-looking enough, but they ain't look at themselves. They weren't good-looking enough to themselves to where they could be conceited. And being conceited is not a good thing. But the people who don't consider themselves to be as good-looking, so they think that they're dating somebody out of their league. Out of their league. Like, how can you be out of somebody's league just because of your looks? But we play those games. Like, because you're beautiful and I just have regular good looks, I should be happy to be with you? Well, yeah, other people have decided that. But that's why you see a bunch of pretty girls with little nerdy or little bum-ass niggas. These niggas were scared. They thought she was out of their league. But this dude with this new confidence, he came through like, oh, let me holler at you. He had to holler at him. He had confidence. These other dudes who were comparably good looking, they were scared. Okay. And so it says, it took two military bases to realize no matter how good you are, you have to impress people every time you move. That's right. Consistency. The one hit wonder, ain't no confidence in that one hit wonder. Ain't no confidence in the one hit wonder. Even Rob Bass knew that it takes two. Even Rob Bass knew that it takes two. Even Rob Bass knew that it takes two. So joy and pain. Come on, come on. Like sunshine. What up? And rain. Even Rob Bass knew that it takes two. It takes two. He got far with the one, but he knew that it takes. Rob Bass knew that it takes two. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, son, end of month reports. Okay. And keeping personnel files up to date, including write-ups. Shake my head. I don't miss it. Write-ups. Oh, you mean write-ups? You mean write-ups, Carol? You mean that thing that you have to have balls to even get? You mean having to have the confidence to confront somebody who has committed an infraction instead of looking the other way because your confidence makes you scared of confrontation. Like, I don't want to write up such and such because they're going to be all mad or whatever. Yeah. 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 So that's why a lot of supervisors, a lot of managers, you know, they just want to be the good guy. So they go along to get along. Because they're scared. They're not really built for that position. If you are a manager or a supervisor and you seek validation from your subordinates, you're not fit for that position. You ain't ready. If you can't deal with being the bad guy, you ain't ready to be a supervisor. You ain't ready to be a manager. And it's going to show when you get fired. And you're going to get fired because you're going to let the inmates run the asylum and they're going to get your ass on up out of there. And all of those subordinates that liked you so much, oh, man, my supervisor, my manager, cool as shit, blah, 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 blah. Yo, man, you know, like, hick on my number, you know. You know what I mean? When you get to your next job or whatever, you know what I mean? We still going to go out to happy hour and all of that, man. We going to hold it down for you. Nigga, if you liked them, you would have worked for them. How about that? Show that you like somebody by doing right by them. Help them look better by doing your job better. But you know. All right. Jeff Hawkins, thank you. He says, no such thing as out of one's league unless you're weak in spirit. I don't believe in this shit either. Mm-mm. There's no such thing as out of their league. Like, shit. You think that all of these celebrities and you know, movie stars and singers, performers and all, you think that they believe in themselves? Them motherfuckers be fucked up inside. The industry chews them up and spits them out. All of the women in the industry got to wear a bunch of makeup and get all kinds of surgery and all of that just to be able to compete because their natural selves are not welcome in the industry. So they ain't got no fucking confidence, but I bet you they'll tell you that they're out of your league. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. Narcel says, I don't see like I used to, but what I do see is so clear. Jeff Hawkins says, my choice is to choose confidence. Confidence. Reign supreme, me. I am supreme. Oh, word. Just so I treat me right. That's right, Chuck. I'm a man, Chub Rock. Robbie Ming says, reading is one of my favorite subjects, along with math and science. How is that comment just coming up? Let me find out that you coming up from behind. Let me find out. Yeah. So, 8:19. All right, we got to get on the pot of here. But yeah, man, you know, shit is real. You talk about when your confidence still has a label on. Oh, by the way, man, make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It has been and it still is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And I appreciate y'all coming through. I really, 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 really do. Yeah, when your confidence still has the label on it, it's brand new. Might somewhere along the line, some people are either going to notice your newfound confidence, or they're going to see if it's really real. They're going to put it through a battery of tests, and how it turns out for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? You might not be ready. But people want to see, because confidence is sexy. It's very sexy, especially when it's rev. Especially when it's rev. We have a caller on the line. All right, before we get up out of here, all right, let's see what the caller has to say. Caller with the last number, 7244. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. What's on your mind this evening?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, man?
Man, feeling like a real man should. Thanks for calling in. What's up with you?
Man, nothing much, man. I'm just checking to see what the consensus is, I guess, from the convo of today's discussion. How we feel about our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Collectively. So I guess I was definitely very interested to see what the collective or what the consensual outlook was. During the discussion.
Yeah, well, according to the comments in the chat, many people had a lot of things to say about confidence. I think the general consensus is that confidence is a good thing to have, and I don't think we may have gotten into the real meat or the real heart of, you know, how confidence can be tested and pass that test. You know what I'm saying? But we talked a little bit about boxing, we talked a little bit about sports, we talked a little bit about when you were in school, you know, reading and things like that. So, you know, when I talk about confidence still having the label on it, I'm talking about your newfound confidence. Maybe where you were before, maybe you weren't as good at something as you needed to be, and you did something in order to get better at it, and it built up your confidence to whereas you could compete better, you could show better, and it helps you to get better at getting better at one thing can often help you get better at other things. And that's what we were talking about as far as, like, you know, when we were in school, you know, maybe you weren't that good in some of your academic classes, but maybe you were good at sports. Maybe you were good at music. Maybe you could draw. You were good at art. You know what I mean? So there were other activities to help you get better at the ultimate goal, which was learning, but you learned other things too while you were in school, and it may have helped you to have confidence.
Right. And I think what you're saying is basically you're knocking down several fear factors that people have, you know, certain little hang-ups that people have, and a lot of times it lies with fear. Because people haven't tried a certain thing. This is their first time, so they don't want to be unsuccessful. And in confidence, on the opposite side of confidence, and it's something right. that should be equally utilized, and it takes confidence in order to utilize it, is humility. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that is very important, even to be at a place where now you are able to achieve organic confidence. Because you have people that have genetically modified confidence. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? They have confidence about their long weave, or they have confidence over something that is basically fake or is not organic or substantial anyway. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we find ourselves doing that, I think that's bottomless confidence. I think a lot of times people can build themselves up full of ego only to get knocked back down and having to go to ground zero to now approach the situation in an organic fashion. I've seen it. You've seen it. We've probably even been at those places, right? In order to get now an organic approach to substantial confidence, not where you can just have confidence today and then your stuff is easily deflated tomorrow. Because even
right.
with having confidence, you want to have true and organic confidence that you're not feeling good today, and as soon as somebody telling you something, you want to go whine and cry, and, you know, you should have enough confidence that's now packed in with you that when someone does test your confidence that you have enough to now accommodate you and sustain you to go through. You understand? So to me, confidence is exact same thing as ego, right? If you don't, it's like what they say, it's like buttholes. Everybody has one, and if you don't have one, you're full of doo-doo, right? But with ego, with confidence, it's all about your character, right? And it's about where we should be balanced. And us as black folk, we have the worst and the lowest confidence, and we should, naturally, right? We have to see ourselves getting killed on by the police on TV. We still are the rare group of humanity asking for another group not to kill us, even after they had a long history of doing so. So there's a lot of confidence that we are having to now implement. And like I say, good. Thanks for shows like this, because we can discuss and see the many different multifaceted parameters on the organic way to approach confidence and to achieve it and also sustain it.
Mm-hmm. So as black people, black men, women, and children, how do you think, what things do you think can happen to us, for us, or with us that can give us brand new confidence? What has to happen for us to go from a lower level of confidence to a higher level of confidence?
Okay, because I was going to answer the first question saying Meg Thee Stallion. Because Meg Thee Stallion has given people confidence, right? Big girls
mm-hmm.
walk out the house with all kind of crazy stuff on, right? Right? But we want to have organic confidence. So that's when you were saying taking that low-level confidence and going to a high-level confidence, a level of confidence. Or
mm-hmm.
going to a place where rather than confidence being supported, or rather than it supporting the generative ideas, how can we take it now where we're supporting high quality of life ideas? And to me, I think it's going to only happen when we get an understanding on who we are, right? Who we are. Right now, we have the biggest culture, one of the biggest cultures through hip-hop, through African-American culture, right? And in that culture, we flamboyantly tout that we have a op, or that I'm going to shoot this other brother that looks like me. When you look at the Hispanics, they don't have any group of any type of sound that does that. The white folk, even with them being the progenitor, they created this. They don't have any music where they're constantly calling each other, I'm going to shoot this. And that has that is only happening because our children have no identity. Because when our children are going to get substantial education or any type of education, a lot of times it's substantially fitting for the whitewashed version of who they are. You understand? So therefore, they never get a quality sense of education to understand who they are so they can further build great confidence, organic confidence in themselves, not in humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a part of humanity, but we are specific and detailed inside our humanity, right? Just like your butthole. It's a part of your body, but you're not going to look at your body through your butthole, right? You understand? That's just an aspect of your body. You understand? And I feel like what we have to do is now, like people like you and I, you know, shows such as these, we have to start putting out just what you have been doing. You have been doing this for quite some time, right? You are putting up money, right? You're putting up resources to now make sure our people are getting this information, right? Putting it out there. They might not be all on the line tonight, but so we have to first, as the adults, we have to invest in this imagery. We have to know what the imagery looks like. We can't have people that are 40, 50 years old walking around with their pants hanging down. You understand? We can't have all this other flim-flam stuff. We got to have men dressing up, being true men, promoting that image to our young boys with confidence. We should do that joint with confidence, almighty confidence. Show our little boys how to be men, how to take care of responsibility, how to hold it down at home. Do that through the roof. Let's show our little girls how to be successful women. But we can't do that because why? Us as adults, we don't know how to do that. So therefore, we have to accommodate now this genetically modified sense of confidence. Now, a lot of Negroes right now, especially with PPP loans and stimulus and all this money, it's a lot of Negroes with confidence right now. But it's confidence that's similar to a mirage because it'll be here today and it'll be gone tomorrow. So we want to deal with the level of organic confidence. We want to deal with things that are going to help us project and sustain that level of organic confidence.
I totally agree. You know, I think that confidence comes from getting better at something. I think it comes from learning something. You know, like what you were talking about to me adds up to knowledge of self. When you find out where you come from, where, you know, what happened with you, what you are capable of, what has been done, what the ancestors have done before you to allow you to even be able to maintain through all of this crazy wilderness and all of this chaos that we are exposed to and even sometimes promote ourselves, you know, when you start learning how things work, that's one of the biggest problems with our people, and that's why we don't have a lot of the confidence that we have. We don't learn how things work, and those who are in the position to teach us how things work don't do it. You know, when we go to court, we normally think that we're going to lose unless we're going to civil court. And the reason that we think that we're going to win money in civil court is because it doesn't have too much to do with our testimony. It has more to do with somebody giving us something. Like you brought up the whole thing about the stimulus package. You know, these stimulus, you know, these are things that are given to us. Civil rights. Things that were given to us. You know what I'm saying? You know, these things, you know, people are talking about how the Asians got the anti-Asian crime bill thing. And now we pissed because we didn't get it. But that's not going to give us no confidence. That's not going to stop the white man from beating your head in. That's not going to stop these cops from killing you, from murdering you with your unarmed harmless ass. It's not going to stop that. You know what I'm saying? These things are reactionary, and they're not going to give you the confidence.
What we need is a way to be able to avoid having to go to criminal court, to avoid having to deal with the police. That's what that's the new confidence that we need. You know, all of these black lawyers out here, none of them are telling us exactly how to avoid needing them. Well, I mean, I guess it's obvious why they're not going to show you how not to need them. But damn, they don't think that them doing that would actually work towards getting them more business, because everybody ain't going to listen to that shit. But it sounds to me like you would get more recommendations if you started giving people a way to have something more than what they had before, instead of eating the same old meals that you were eating before. But hey, I mean, what do I know? But yeah, man, listen, I really appreciate you calling in tonight, man. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for dropping those jewels on me. I got to get on up out of here. Yeah, it's, yo, you really, really, you were the icing on the cake. You finished off this thing.
Bro, you know what? No, bro, as I was listening to the most important piece of, or the most important jewel of anybody that's listening that was dropped, is when you said about us not understanding cycles. That was the biggest thing, understanding how things work, understanding cycles, understanding the ups and the downs of a thing. You understand? And that's where our connection with nature, you understand, understanding time, understanding nature, understanding the seasons, you understand, understanding how things work. We've now started to, and since we've been introduced to religion, we just leave it up to Jesus. And I remember being at that place. It's like, well, man, some things my brain is not even supposed to fathom, right? So just leave it up to Jesus, and I do what the white man tell me to do. But what you said was very key, brother. I just wanted to add on and let you know that, hey, I appreciate that jewel, brother.
I appreciate you too, man. And I'm glad to hear you come by again. I remember you from last time. You the absolute truth.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you, brother.
And thanks for being down. I'll let you later. All right.
Yes, sir. Peace.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That man right there is Ral. He's Ral. And you understand what I'm saying? Ral, you know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Appreciate the brother calling in once again, you know, dropping that hot stuff. I remember when he called in last time and he was talking about Rosewood, and you know, I mean, you know, he definitely has that, he got that ancestor, that good ancestor juice all up in him. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Arnold Price turning 49 years old today, and Sabrina Morris turning 29 years old today, and Robin Coates turning 66 years old today, and Kathy Moore turning 56 years old today also, 56, I'm sorry, and Joanne Menifee turning 61 years old today, and Rezina Murphy Hernandez Felix turning 47 years old today, and Juliet Asawaru turning 36 years old today, and Rita McClinton, happy birthday to you. Nicole Smith, happy birthday to you. Hey. And my man, Skyski Rio, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, Laverne Teresa. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 5th, anywhere out there in the world. Worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings.
Good things happen to those who wait. Things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yo, check it out. Check it out. Yo, when your confidence still has the label on it, brand new confidence still has the label on it. Listen, when you learn something new, when you do something new, when you get better at something, your confidence comes through and it shines. And it shines. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. And you want to do that. You definitely want to do that. Each one teach 100. There is nothing like seeing somebody whose corner you have been in, you know, finally get their just desserts of the confidence. And it's one of the most beautiful things in the world. When you see someone that you have believed in finally start to believe in themselves, and it's real, and it's organic, and it's natural, and it's going to last, and it's the good stuff, baby. So peace to all of y'all that are out there seeking that brand new confidence, man. When the confidence is real, when it's real, you ain't going to worry about nobody knocking you down a peg and all of that. When your confidence is real, it's going to maintain, and it's going to build, and it's going to get infectious. It's going to start to affect other people around you because it's going to be an inspiration to those who need that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, and love y'all right back to life. I appreciate y'all coming through on this Power Monday. Power, baby! We will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Be all up in the house. Before y'all go, please make sure that y'all share the show. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Please hit that like button. Please hit that like. Please. I appreciate it. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. It's been a pleasure, my dear. Thanks for coming through here. And...